It's episode 246, and we've got plugins for SEO, site analytics, logo generation, learning and course management, e-commerce social sharing, and a plugin to show ads throughout a multi-site installation. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today, coming to you direct from the great southwestern rainforest of Canada, beautiful British Columbia. I'm John Overall.
And from the sunny shores of Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Yes, sir. Gotta love the great rainforest of British Columbia, man. Headed out for a run. It was nice and sunny. 5 minutes later, it's a torrential downpour.
Well, you won't get that here.
No, we're in the middle of monsoon season here, I think. So anyway, we've got the usual great show for you folks here today, but right off the top, don't forget you can get all the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you've got a couple of minutes, we would greatly appreciate your time over on Stitcher, giving us that little thumbs up button, or leaving us a review there, or taking a few minutes and filling out the review over on the iTunes store for us.
Yes, we did get a couple really nice reviews last week, and that actually bumped us up in the rankings as far as the iTunes store in the U.S. goes. So we need that trend to continue. So if you have a few moments, please head on over to the iTunes store and leave us a review. If you find value in the show, and even if you don't, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Also, remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
Absolutely. And don't forget, we are WordPress professionals, make our living with WordPress. I myself do it by helping folks save time and money when they're building out their websites. You know, consult me. Find out what plugins are going to save you time and money and effort, what themes to use. Or if you happen to break your website, one of my great specialties is putting it back together after the hackers have come in and made a mess of it. So you can pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729. Or you can quickly book me now by going to wppro.ca/bookjohn.
Very nice. And John, as you know, I've been talking the last couple of weeks about my new program starting up at membershipcoach.com. This is the only place that I talk about the pre-launch in that sense. And if you'd like to get involved in it, go to membershipcoach.com and sign up. Also, you can follow me at membershipcoach.com. In terms of that particular entity, everybody who signs up for the pre-launch, I have a form on the front page, and we've had a couple people from the show sign up so far. Everybody who signs up is automatically going to get the membership fundamentals course that I'm putting together for free. That's absolutely free to anybody who signs up early in terms of the listenership. I'm going to sell that on Udemy for $249 and for $125 on the website. So that's an instant benefit for you for signing up early as you get that course for free. So head on over to membershipcoach.com.
Check it out, folks. It's a great deal. All right. Well, one of the things I want to do this week is I want to start bringing into the plugin reviews using the WordPress.org plugins guidelines. I've seen more and more discussions taking place about it, and I've realized that some of the plugins that we've reviewed have technically fallen afoul of these guidelines. And I'm going to start including these guidelines into the plugins. Maybe not this show because I wasn't fully ready for it. But more and more, the plugins I'm starting to review, I'm going to compare. And in particular, I'm not talking about paid plugins. I'm talking about the free ones from the WordPress repository. And the guidelines that are set forth there for a plugin to be in the repository. Because I'm seeing more and more plugins that personally violate the guidelines and probably shouldn't be there. And so I'll start calling them out as I see them. So anyway, have you read those guidelines, Marcus? Hello.
I'm sorry about that. I had myself on mute. I thought you were going to be talking longer. I have read the guidelines, both of submissions in terms of themes and plugins.
Uh-oh, we lost you again.
I'm talking.
No.
Oh, did you not hear me?
No, I heard part of it.
Okay,
something
let me answer
about
that.
Themes and blank.
Yes, I have read the guidelines on both themes and plugins.
Ah, okay. Well, these the guidelines, the one of the things that I've seen regularly with free plugins is the trialware issue and the serviceware plugins, and then the phoning home in particular with the plugins. These are things that I'm going to be looking for with them, and I'm going to try to call out plugins as I see them and bring these in here. I've got a link to the show notes for all you developers that are looking to go in there and develop in case you haven't read them, which it seems some authors don't read them. They might want to take a look at them. These guidelines are pretty, well, I don't know if they're extensive, but they do show some of the things that need to be followed to keep from annoying people. In particular, the one that gets me is the trialware. And this is what the guidelines specifically say. They say trialware is not allowed in the repository. It's perfectly fine to attempt to upsell the user on other products and features, but not in an annoying manner and not by disabling functionality after some time period. Similarly, you cannot cripple functionality in the plugin and then ask for payment to provide a code to unlock the functionality. And this is something I see regularly in the plugins, and I didn't know it was a violation until I read this. And it says all code hosted by the WordPress.org servers must be free and fully functional. If you want to sell advanced features for a plugin, such as a pro version, then you've got to sell it and service it somewhere else besides the WordPress repository. It makes sense there. So in other words, they're looking at the plugins that I don't have one come to mind, but I recall plugins that have had features that you could see the features, but you had to enter the code to get the features. And the way I read this one bit in the guidelines is that that can't happen. You can try to sell people the features, but they have to reinstall a pro version of the plugin to get those features, not just enter a code to make the current version work. That's the way I understand it. Does that make sense to you? The way
it does, but there are certain things like, let's take, for example, PrettyLink. That's a plugin that's readily available and functions well in the repository. But if you do go to the, you enter in your purchase code, it then unlocks completely new menus for the pro version.
You have to actually download the pro version.
Does it do that?
Yes.
Does it make you download one?
You have to actually, when you look at the PrettyLink install on our site, there's two versions. There's the PrettyLink base version, and then the pro version is added on top of it.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in that instance, yes. And I've also seen some that are in complete violation of the terms and conditions, because I've seen things that have countdowns on them, like trials that end in 10 days after installation. That's a no-no.
So these are the things I'll start to call out, and we'll discuss these more and more as we move through it. So we'll be bringing them forth bit by bit, mainly because I'm going to try to include them as part of the reason why. One of the things that I've been asked a couple of times is how do you get a 5 from WP Plugins A to Z? Well, you got to really score an out-of-the-park hit. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for a way to make everyone strive for getting a 5 at WP Plugins A to Z.
There you go.
Standard.
Yes. We need to make a badge.
Yeah, it'll be a badge of honor to get a 5-star rating from us.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right. What else we got? I got one tidbit of news this week.
Okay.
It's actually not new so much as if it's a great article for folks to go read. It's 5 reasons you should never use pirated WordPress plugins. It's a really great article outlining all of the reasons why you don't want to use a pirated plugin, including things such as hidden obfuscated code in the plugin, plugins that call home, plugins that enter issues into your site, or backdoors. So read this article and realize that aside from those reasons, the other is the original authors aren't getting paid. So keep that in mind.
Yes, and that also applies for themes as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that's even more vulnerability in terms of a theme that you're installing that's pirated.
Yep.
That just spells backdoor.
Absolutely. All right, so, and we do have one piece of listener feedback, a question from a listener here.
Okay, I can read this one.
Go ahead.
Hi there, I'm searching for a plugin which generates more specific previous / next post links based on referrer. Do you know about such a plugin, or is there a solution for my problem? I only know... Oh, that's you. Oh, them. Yep. I only know this plugin, Smarter Navigation, but it doesn't work on my template. Yeah. Thanks, you. I would have to know a little bit more about this based on referrer thing.
Yes.
And understand exactly what you were trying to accomplish. So maybe if you want to write back in and let us know exactly why you need the next and previous post to be changed based on the referrer, that would help. But it does seem like a complex problem, and maybe there's a better way to do what you're doing if you can maybe explain it a little better.
Yeah, I wasn't quite understanding what you meant by specific previous next post, because the previous next posts have always, to me, been the post that was posted before, the post that's posted after the one that's being read.
Right.
You know, if you were talking about recommended posts, there's several plugins out there for recommended posts.
Yes, and there are also plugins based on displaying specific things based on referrer. So if Google is your referrer, then it can display a specific block of text. Now, maybe that's what you want.
So, and the person's TU, that's what they put down anyway. And so if you, write in with us with a little more specifics, and maybe we can get you a better answer. So
yeah. Or if anybody out there is listening that has done a similar thing, please let us know.
Absolutely. All right. Well, then I guess it's time to dive into the meat and potatoes, eh?
All right. Let's rock and roll.
All righty then. Off we go. All right. The first plugin I've got for you this week is called ShareDisk. This was referred to us by Charles Petrios, and it's from ShareDisk.com. And this plugin is a really good idea on how you can increase your WooCommerce sales website. It's designed to allow your customers to share their purchases on their social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter, and in return for sharing their purchases, or they can share the contents of their shopping cart if they haven't made the purchase, they get a discount off of their next purchase from you. Now, this is a freemium plugin, but until July, they're offering it as a complete free service. You sign up on their website for a plan which gives you 50 shares a month. So what happens with the plugin is when you set it up, you connect it through their website, and it allows up to 50 people or 50 shares from, say, one person 50 times. They can share their e-commerce shopping cart with their friends and family on Facebook or Twitter or wherever they're going to share it. And they get a discount off the purchase from you. And until July, they're offering it as free, as many shares as possible. After that, they're going to start hitting you up for as little as $10 a month. It seems like it could be worth it if you're running an e-commerce store that's selling lots of different items in there and you want to have some decent promotions in it. So check it out. They've got a lot to say about it. I've got more in the show notes about what they say about it and a link to their YouTube video about how it works. But all in all, it looks to be a pretty decent plugin, so I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Very nice. Very nice. All right, John, as you know, I've been dealing with probably one of the biggest multi-sites ever, as it sure feels like it. With, you know, thousands and thousands of pages of content and using cross content and things like that between the multi-sites. And one thing that I've been having difficulty with is the advertising aspect of it, because of the fact that this is a multi-site and it's all really for one corporation. It has a regular site, a new, you know, for the corporation. It has a news site that has thousands of articles related to the industry. It has a directory of all of the member companies that are involved in the corporation, and it also has a career center where people both put posts in and also put up their resumes in terms of getting jobs. So that's a very big multi-site project. The one thing I've been having difficulty with is ads, because I've been using a plugin that you like very much, John, which is the WP Advertising Pro, but I'm having very big difficulties in getting it to work through multi-site and work across multi-site. So I found this plugin. It's called LH Multi-Site Ads. And what it does is it allows you to automatically insert ads after paragraphs of your post content throughout your entire multi-site network. So you don't have to manually enter ads in each one of your posts. You can install this plugin and let it know, okay, after the third paragraph of each post, slip in this little ad banner or HTML code block or something like that. And so that after each third paragraph in each one of your posts, then what it will do is insert this ad. Now, because of the fact that you're giving it sort of just a paragraph insert and not necessarily a short code where you're doing defined, hard placement of the ad, it is a little wonky in terms of where in the code or where in the content rather that it inserts the ad, but it does the job. And just for that one little bit of wonkiness, I took off 1 point, but it still rates pretty high. I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Looks like it can be very useful. So it does give you the ability to whitelist sites to not have advertisements in it.
That's right. So you can put one selected site if you don't want any advertisements. So let's just say the career center that I have. Yeah. And I don't want any ads or the directory within that. If I just want it, maybe the main site and also the news portion of it, then yes, it will do it across those two specific sites.
Very nice. So I'm going to have to experiment with this one because it's looking to be something that would be quite useful through my fitness network site. Fitness network.
Right.
There's paid levels where they get no advertisements, but the lower levels definitely get advertisements on their stuff.
Okay. Excellent. Well, what you could do then is only whitelist the ones that are the paid members, and then everybody else, the default is going to be that. So that's a very good solution for you.
Excellent. All right. I like that one. I'm going to have to check that one out in my network. Okay, the next plugin I've got for you here today is called AFS Analytics. It's another freemium plugin. It was referred to us by Christophe Jacquet and came from asfanalytics.com. This plugin here is another analytics plugin for all you analytics junkies out there that just love your stats and more stats and stats and give me some more stats. This is a easy to use analytics tracking system. It's easy to add to your WordPress website, and it even works in multi-site. I set it up on multi-site just to give it a test, and it seems to work okay. Setting it up is pretty straightforward. You install it, activate it, and then they run you through a very simple process to set up an account on their website. I'm really liking these guys that build in the setting up on their website, the account right there in the WordPress dashboard, instead of forcing you to go open up a page and go through all the processes. So they give you the code, you enter it in, and it starts tracking data on your website. Now, the free version looks to be adequate for most websites, but if you find you need faster, better logs and longer tracking of the stats, you may upgrade for as little as $5.56 a month, kind of an oddball number. But the stats are pretty nice. They give you some excellent information about who's visiting, where they're going on your website, what they're doing, the most popular pages, the usual number of stats, plus numerous other bits and pieces. Since I just set it up, I haven't seen them all yet. But as I said, setup was fast, easy, and they made creation of an account very simple to do while setting up and installing the plugin. You never have to leave your site while getting it all up and working. So all in all, a really decent plugin, gives you some decent stats. I gave it a 4 Dragon rating. Check it out. The AFS Analytics.
Very good. All right, John. Well, I'm going to talk about a plugin that I've reviewed previously, actually. It's called Lifter LMS, and it is a learning management platform. And what it does is it allows you to create your own courses. And they're, you know, just like WordPress is got this logo or moniker of democratizing publishing. Well, Lifter's goal is to democratize education in the digital classroom. So this does what a lot of different things like CoursePress and a bunch of other kinds of course things do. Initially, this was strictly a paid plugin, and now they've made it absolutely free with version 2.0. They've shifted their model, so they're going to go with more kind of a maybe like an easy digital download sort of method, or Members Pro, where the initial plugin is absolutely free, and then if you want to add any add-ons to it, then those actually cost. So let me tell you what it does. You can create courses using text, video, audio, images, or any combination therein. It has built-in quizzes, which are nice because then you can do quizzes for your content and not let someone continue until they get a specific score. It does prerequisites within the course so that unless they've completed course A and B, they don't ever get to see or use course C. It has some pretty good student dashboards. It's got some great student analytics for you as the instructor and some very good student management features as well. It does both one-time and recurring payments for your courses and memberships, works with PayPal out of the box, has a coupon and voucher code system so you can grant access to different kinds of people. You can put on the Stripe extension and actually accept credit cards directly on your site without PayPal, integrated automatically. It does all kinds of e-commerce analytics, and you can actually create degree programs, course tracks, all of that. It does templatization of the certificates that someone can earn at the end. And it also does things like gamification, where you can earn activity badges for completing specific lessons or courses. Have I convinced you yet, John, that this thing rocks?
Well, last time you reviewed it, you gave it excellent ratings too. But yes. The changing of their model changes everything on it.
Yes, it does. And what's very interesting is if you are interested in contributing to Lifter LMS, they've also established their own Lifter LMS GitHub repository. So they're going totally open source with this this plugin, and I love it. I am I've interviewed Joshua Millage on one of the other podcasts that I do, WordPress Weekly. And I really like these guys that make this plugin because they also have something called LMS Cast, which is a podcast of their own in which they talk about different aspects of it. And this is absolutely what I'm going to be using on the membershipcoach.com site that I'm putting together. So all in all, wonderful plugin. I've tried different LMS packages out there before, some that even cost hundreds of dollars a month. And this one completely blows them away. So. Nice. Lifter LMS gets a 5 out of 5.
Excellent job. Nice. Yeah, it sounds like they've done a great job of improving it dramatically.
Very much so.
So may eventually see something like this appear on the WP plugin site.
Ah, maybe so.
As we move forward over the next year with all our great plans.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The final plugin I've got here for you today is called Reach SEO. This one here was referred to us by Ruyele Yokoawa. God, I hope I didn't butcher it too bad. From ydesigns.com, reachseo.io. Now, this here is an excellent plugin for reaching out from your website and connecting with other websites and website creators and sharing content and ideas. What it does is from within your WordPress install, you get the ability to go to a post and say you want to find other posts out on the internet that have broken links that are related to some keywords you have on your site. You then type in that keyword into this. Reach goes through its system, searches for websites on the web, and then brings you back a list of information and bits and pieces that you can contact. And it even produces a templated email that you can then send out to the owner of the website to try to connect with them. Now, their initial templates, when you read them, they're kind of spammy. So you want to make sure you rewrite the templates to something more personable and something that'll get through the spam filters and show that you're an actual human looking at their information, not those robot spam emails that I get dozens a day of telling me how wonderful my website is and that I should be doing this and this, or that they want to connect with me, but there's no personal connection whatsoever. So you'll want to tweak through that. But it looks like some very great ways for making connections with others out there on the web. You can look for contextual backlinks or relevant contacts to your website and information. All in all, it's a really great marketing tool once you wrap your head around all the bits and pieces and the way it works and refine the templates to be something you can use. So for that, it sort of knocked it back a point. I mean, it's really marvelous, but it's got a few things that aren't quite right with it yet. So I'm going to reach out to designers, try to get these guys in for an interview on the show and check it out. But at the moment, Reach SEO reaches a four dragon rating. Very nice plugin. Check it out.
Okay, so let me ask you this, John. Does this basically then just scan the web for other posts that have broken links in them?
Yes.
So then you're basically saying, instead of that broken link post that you're referring, how about putting my link in there?
Yeah, that's what you're doing.
Yeah, okay.
You write these all and say, hey, look, I notice you have this article that has this broken link in here. It's talking about something that I talk about on my website. Would you be interested in replacing that broken link with a link back to my article?
Yeah, okay.
You know, that's a pretty decent thing to ask of people, you know.
And the fact that it's intuitively finding something based on that subject, yeah. And that's really the linchpin, is how good is that search that's trying to find that broken link.
Well, you'll find out. What you do is you want to go to their website and verify the information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if that be the case, you find out who owns it, find their contact information, and send them an email.
Hmm. So. Very nice. All right. Finally here, I'm going to wrap it up with something called Logister Logo Generator. And it's Logister is an online service that helps to create logos and such. You just basically enter. Here's what the plugin does. Is it you enter your website name and, like, you know, WordPress plugins A to Z. And then the plugin actually creates dozens of logos that are saved in your WordPress media library. So you can just pick one of those and away you go. Now, I thought this would be cool just to make kind of category headings and things like that and give it its own logo. And especially now that different taxonomy is starting to accept images and icons for things like categories or tags, they all get their own little icons. So this might be cool to generate things like that. You can easily add these things using a short code, using any kind of, you know, insertion that you would normally do within the media library itself. But I've never seen anything like this that works within WordPress that actually creates logos for you. So had to bring it to the table, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
That's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, if you look at in the repository under the screenshots, you can see sort of an example of what it does. And I think it's pretty neat in terms of, even if you were just to set it up in terms of maybe you're doing a site directory and you need a bunch of placeholder logos or something like that to use or test.
I'm liking the idea you have there of using it to create quick logos for all your categories.
Yes, absolutely. And so, it's something that I'd never seen anything like this. And when I find those really kind of unique gems, I like to bring them to the listeners.
Absolutely. All right. Well, in this episode, I covered up ShareDisk, which I gave a 4 to, AFS Analytics, which I gave a 4 to, and Reach SEO, which I gave a 4 to.
And I talked about LH multi-site ads, which I gave a 4, Lifter LMS, which I gave a 5, and Logister logo generator. We just talked about that, and I gave that one a 4 out of 5.
Excellent. All right, and I'm going to talk here a little bit about what I'm doing over the next few months, and that is preparing to run a marathon. But in process of doing this, I'm actually raising funds for Can Praxis, which is a Canadian organization which helps vets suffering from PTSD. Now, the funds I'm raising are being done through Wounded Warriors Canada, and I'm going to put a link in the show notes that'll lead to the funding page. The money never comes through my hands. It goes directly to Wounded Warriors Canada, who then turn move it directly to CanPraxis for supporting vets that are suffering from PTSD. Now, CanPraxis uses horse therapy to help these vets learn to deal with their PTSD. I have a great thing, a buddy of mine who suffered from PTSD, still suffers from it. He went through the process with CanPraxis, and when he did, he came back a completely different man, more able to deal with life in general. So I've seen it work firsthand on someone who suffers from that. And it's one of the reasons why. It's because I'm running a marathon. It'll be the only marathon I run due to the amount of time required to prepare and train for a marathon. I realize it just gets in the way. I enjoy running, but a marathon is quite a commitment. So I'm going to use this marathon to raise some funds for a worthy cause and in turn help out some people who can definitely use it. CanPraxis never charges the vets. They pay for the vets to show up out at the ranch out in Alberta. They pay for them from anywhere in Canada. They pay their airline flight, their hotel, their car rental, even childcare for them for the 2 weeks, 3 weeks time it takes for them to go through the program. So you'll want to check this out, and maybe you'll want to help support these vets here in Canada. So, and that'll be coming more and more and be more refined as we move closer and closer to this. I'm in week 7 of 16 of training for the marathon. The marathon is May 1st. So,
wow. And how's your preparation been going?
Fantastic. I ran my fastest 10K today. I did a 10K in an hour and 3 minutes this morning.
Wow. Wow, man. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I was rather surprised. I was like, wow, holy smokes, that's my fastest 10K I've ever run.
Huh. Well, it must have been because you knew you had to get back and do the show.
No, it's because it was raining and I was tired of being in the rain, man.
Well, maybe that's your new thing, is try and break your record in the rain every time.
Get out there in the rain. Yeah. No, I'm getting faster. After 6 weeks of training, I've noticed when I started, my speed was not that fast, but I've been picking up speed as I get through it. So I think I might actually do a halfway decent marathon when I'm done.
Excellent. All right. Well, just a reminder, go sign up to membershipcoach.com. And by the way, John, I'm starting a new podcast too, Membership Coach Podcast.
Excellent.
Probably be out next week. I'm just trying to find a time that I can actually sit down and record. And, I'm not going to read a commercial again, but I will say the more I started thinking about what I've been doing in terms of my own career, right? So every client I have is a membership site. Some of them have multiple. But the new clients that I have, they're some of the most renowned names in motivational speaking and things like that. They use things like Infusionsoft and Memberium and those kinds of add-ins. And I've seen and done now everything in the past year. I've done everything that you can do with a membership program, including selling events off of it and selling physical goods, selling digital goods, doing remarketing in Facebook and doing remarketing in Google and setting up, all kinds of templatization and funnels and all of that stuff for memberships. So the program I want to put together is not only the things that you need as far as fundamentals of setting up a WordPress site that does membership, but what are all the extra things that are involved in it? What do you do on Instagram if you have a membership site? Yes. What do you do on Twitter? How can you market on any of these things? How do you figure out what your model is? Are you going to be a one membership fee per year? Do you do a drip feed as far as the content? Do you do a monthly and then let everybody see all the content? Do you drip it to them? Or how do you do it? How do you figure those things out? And those are all things that I've had to wrestle with and use on a client perspective. And I know what works and what doesn't work, because I'm seeing the results firsthand off of the work and the interaction that I do. So what am I doing? I'm literally taking the things that I learn week after week and month after month in servicing these gigantic membership sites and some of my own, and taking all of that benefit and taking the spend of thousands and thousands of dollars a week that these clients do and giving it to you. And that's huge. You're never going to find that out there. I know that there are other membership programs out there, but they only run themselves as far as their membership program. They don't run things like I do. And that's why I think this thing has immense value, is because you're actually learning in the trenches as time goes on. The updates and the mastermind groups and the things that we talk about will be things that are actually real world. And I'm going to show you how they worked or how they didn't work. So check it out if you're interested. Membershipcoach.com.
Excellent. Okay, and the usual reminders, don't forget, take a few moments, stop in at the iTunes store, give us a review. We'd greatly appreciate it. Read your information out on the show. If you're also listening on Stitcher Radio, please hit that little thumbs up button. And if you use their website, you can leave us a review there also.
All right. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com. Or if you want to just book some time with me, go to wppro.ca/bookjohn.
There you go. You can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com and membershipcoach.com. Follow me on Twitter at Marcus Couch. And remember to follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
That's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.